What on earth were the U.S. military commanders thinking? And what's the Pentagon going to do about it? That's what I want to know. During the infamous prison abuse scandal involving U.S. soldiers, President Bush and Don Rumsfeld were at pains to say that such sadistic abuse and torture, quote, does not reflect the character of the U.S. Armed Forces or the people of the United States. At the time, they denied that the episode reached any further up the chain of command than a few rogue soldiers and prison commanders who were incompetent. An explanation, however, that's still being debated. My question is, what about now? This does go up the chain of command. We have a case here of morally upstanding members of the Oregon National Guard who, from their perch high above the prison grounds, saw Iraqi guards committing atrocities Bush and Rumsfeld said the United States does not condone. When the soldiers swept into the prison compound and separated the captives from their tormentors, they got into a furious argument with the Iraqi guards. This was on June 29th, the first day sovereignty was restored to Iraq, but not the end of the U.S. occupation, which many experts expect to continue for 5 years or more. To settle the argument, the National Guardsmen radioed their superior officers for guidance. Incredibly, the chain of command ordered the guardsmen to leave the compound and return the prisoners to their jailers. But that's not all. The military higher-ups also ordered the soldiers to keep a lid on the episode. They gave a direct order not to talk about it. Well, several guardsmen ignored that order, God bless them. One of them provided a full written account, saying he was doing so as an individual, not as an Army officer. The Oregonian newspaper broke the story last weekend, and now Oregon Senator Ron Wyden is demanding that the Pentagon reveal who gave the orders and why. My guess is that the administration's defense will be that Iraq's sovereignty has to be respected, despite the depravity of the Iraqi prison guards. Well, there are at least two problems with that. First, Iraq's sovereignty is veneer. The country is still an occupied land, and the U.S. calls the shots whenever it wants or needs to. Secondly, you'd think a Pentagon eager to live down the torture committed by American soldiers would not allow it to occur by proxy. You'd think. This is Les Aquine.